We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have a fun one for you here, though, because it's Memorial Day weekend. Crowder told us earlier he'll be grilling this weekend. A lot of people will be grilling this weekend. This is a while back. It was last year, Father's Day, and I went and brought home Bobby Rubino's for my family, which has since closed. There was one Bobby Rubino's in South Florida left on in Pompano Beach. I think there's one up in, like, Fort Pierce or something. That's the last one. But we were talking about ribs. Remember, we brought Carlos Frias on from the Miami Herald, talk about ribs. And, of course, Aronde Gadsden wanted to weigh in. And this is the famous, your clothes got to be smoky if you're out there barbecuing. Crowder and OG going back and forth as to who's the better pit master. So here is our ribs conversation. I'm sure a lot of people will be grilling them up this weekend. Here's our ribs conversation with Aronde Gadsden. We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Aronde Gadsden, former wide receiver for the Dolphins. Now, he and I are kindred spirits when it comes to food, usually. Yeah. And yesterday, as my great Father's Day rib debate was taking place on Twitter, I asked Aronde if he wanted to weigh in. Now, we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour today when Carlos Frias came on with us, the food writer for the Miami Herald. So we're talking about ribs on my Twitter yesterday because I went to Bobby Rubino's. First time in 30 years. I wanted to do that for Father's Day. I brought it home. We didn't go there. So I texted Aronde. I asked if he wanted to weigh in. And he texted me back a picture of some ribs that he was currently cooking and said, yeah, I want to weigh in. And then I showed the picture of the ribs to Crowder, and Crowder said OG should not be allowed to weigh in because, and I quote, those are burnt-ass, dry-ass-looking ribs. So, Aronde, you come into this conversation with baggage. Crowder already does not respect your rib opinion.
But this is the point, and I can be the equalizer here because I watched the movie before, and I can fix what you guys have already messed up already. Going getting back to the rib situation, he has to understand. I don't think Crowder knows the difference between. I had showed you a rack of ribs, which I did, and maple brown sugar. They are caramelized color, but the other one is a beef rib. You got to cook that kind of like a brisket, so it has to be a little burnt on the outside for the inside to be tender. When you leave it in there for that long period of time, the outside's going to be burnt because of the seasoning and everything I do. But I know he doesn't understand that. You know, he's a beer guy.
OG, we can get into it. I get my ribs. I take off the membrane off the back of the rib, the one that holds the intestines and all inside. I love my ribs, OG. I love my ribs like a child. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's my child for the afternoon.
I had a pork rib, and I had a beef rib. The beef rib has to be a little bit more burnt than the pork rib.
But it don't have to be burnt, OG. It can just be cooked more. Put it away from the fire and let the smoke get to it, OG. You letting the fire get to it. You gotta let the smoke get to it.
You cooking your ribs on that little red, the first first grill you buy.
The tailgate one.
Yeah, the tailgate red one with the bubble top. You cooking your ribs on that. I got it.
You're on a Kirkland grill. You got the Kirkland grill.
And listen, I like
you got my first grill. You went out and bought my first grill.
Your grill got three legs on it. That's the problem. Well, if you got a grill with three legs, you're trying to cook more than hot dogs or hamburgers, you might have an issue. If your grill got three legs and two little wheels, little training wheels, then you got it.
Damn, I need to upgrade, OG. I appreciate
I want to give you your props, Aronde. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Because you've told us before, and I'm guessing you spent some time on the grill.
Charleston, South Carolina. And so there we do chitlins. We cook the whole pig, everything from the rooter to the tooter. We got pig feet. We doing everything, chitlins. We doing everything, making the bacon. We put them in the hot water. We scalding them. We taking the hair off. We doing everything. We catching our own chickens. We wringing the neck. We doing it all.
And do y'all burn all the meat or just the beef ribs?
not all of meat, see, the beef rib is one big rib, man. You're not understanding, man. See, where you from? Where you from? That's the issue. Went to Florida. When you went to the swamp, they kind of mixed you up a little bit. But all right,
No. I got my Atlanta back is where I first started barbecuing, and then I would be central to South Florida with my barbecue, man, with the wood chunks, not the charcoal. OG, you got to have your wood in there to get your...
It sounds to me like OG understands this more than you do.
Do you soak your wood, or you just put the chips in there?
Nope, you got to soak your wood. But if you don't, OG, you'll catch on fire. You don't want them to catch on fire.
That's all I'm asking you, brother. That's all I'm asking you. I'm not talking about your grill right now. I'm just asking what you do with your wood.
I soak my wood overnight, OG. I tell you, I soak my wood.
Okay, all right.
I am so outclassed in this conversation.
My sauce gonna be, I like the gold sauce. You know what I'm saying? The yellow sauce. You probably from here. You a red sauce kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
I can do the mustard based sauce, but OG, need sauce because. OG, my ribs don't need sauce. There's so much flavor through the marinade and the seasoning. You put sauce on it, and you're actually taking flavor away from my ribs with sauce.
So you marinate your ribs, what, 3 hours that same day? Like, you got up yesterday morning and said, I'm gonna cook the ribs at 10 o'clock, and then by 4 o'clock they done?
Overnight. I got a drawer in the bottom of my refrigerator, OG, that I get my slabs, and I put them in a big garbage bag, and I put so many seasons and onions and garlic cloves and all in there, and Italian dressing is my little secret, and I put them in there and I let them...
I fished it out of there. That's your secret, Italian dressing. OG, nobody from the South putting no Italian dressing on their ribs, I'm tell you that.
Because y'all don't know how to make ribs. And then y'all get all that acidity, OG.
Finally, someone needs my information. Acidity.
And the juices is in there, OG. My ribs is so juicy, sometimes they'll put the fire out. There's so much beautiful juice and flavor coming out of my ribs.
Been down on the coals. Okay, I got you, man. Listen, man.
Does it sound like he knows what he's doing?
He probably still wrapping them in aluminum foil and put them. But we gonna work with him.
I don't know what happened here. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, has joined us. I was gonna ask you about Tony Romas and Bobby Rubino's and Flanagan's and I don't know what just happened here.
Because Shannon gonna come inside not smelling like a bit of smoke. He's going to be like, I got my ribs. They ready. You don't smell like no smoke, though. If your clothes ain't smoky, then you ain't cooking no ribs, man. Your clothes got to be smoky, man. Your clothes got to be smoky.
It's like walking to somebody's house and seeing they cook the ribs on a gas grill. It's time to leave, OG.
Well, how do you feel? I like when I was told earlier in the show by Carlos Frias, the Herald food critic, that I have a simple palate, a juvenile palate, because I like ribs that are slathered in barbecue sauce, Crowder doesn't even put sauce on his ribs. So where do you stand on this?
You from Chicago, though. You from Chicago. So that is true.
Listen, I like it slathered in sauce.
I don't like sauce on the ribs, but I would like to have the option of having two sauces on the side. One's going to be mustard-based, golden, because I'm from South Carolina. The other one can be whatever you like. I like it to be a little spicy, a little barbecue sauce, but I like to dip my ribs if I want to. But if you don't, if you don't have sauce on them and they taste good, like Channing says his is, but I'll go with that. But no sauce, no sauce. I'm on the no sauce side.
But this is my thought, fellas. You dip a chicken nugget. You dip a chicken tender. Do you dip a Chilean sea bass? Do you dip a good T-bone steak? When you make something to perfection, you don't need no dip. You dip chicken nuggets, OG.
Well, talking about chicken nuggets, the best ribs probably – the McRib from McDonald's, be quite honest.
There you go.
If you really want to know.
There we go.
You know, when I see the sign that say the McRib, I'm stopping. That's immediately. Right. The little pickle on that thing. Listen. I like no,
wait
bread.
A second.
I
wait a second.
Like
wait
box.
A second.
I want the box. I want it.
Wait a second. You leave the pickle on the McRib?
Yeah, I do. I like the pickle. I gotta find it. I don't know whether it's on the left side or the right side, but I like that one pickle.
Sometimes it's under the sauce. Sometimes the sauce is so thick on the McRib, you gotta go digging for the pickle.
Sometimes they put the pickle under the whole McRib, like it's on the bottom bread. I don't like it like that. I take the bread off. I find the pickle. I place it where I want it in the first bite because that's how you get a good bite of the McRib. Now, you know McRib only sold for a short period of time, so you got to get in there and get that McRib when
it's like driving by Krispy Kreme and they got the hot now sign on.
Light
you got to stop
it. Yeah, you got to go in there.
If I see the little letters underneath the big McDonald's sign, McRib is back.
You know, they never have it spelled correctly. They're missing the R or the B. Right. You know
the McBurr is back.
I got my McRib one time in the wrapper. Like, they done wrapped it like they don't have the box. We out of boxes. Can I give you the McRib? Yep, give it to me and then wrap it up. Wrap it up. Like a Whopper. Wrap it.
You can get double meat. You get double meat on the McRib, OG. You can get double meat.
What? You can get double rib. I don't think I can make it through the bread and a double rib.
You're so right on the box, though. If they just wrap it in that paper, it does not taste as good as if it doesn't come out of that McRib box.
If it don't come out that, they got to come out the McRib box. Like, I don't want it. It's in the paper. No, going to the next McDonald's.
But you'll leave and go if they don't got the box.
If they out of boxes, I don't want the McRib. It don't taste the same. It tastes different. It tastes so different. I don't know what it is they got in that box. They might have got some nitric oxide or something in that box. Some box make the rib taste so good.
What about fried ribs? Something else. I'm torn on those. I'm torn on these fried ribs, man.
Listen, them fried ribs hard to make. My boy, you know, our boy Donnell Bennett makes some good fried ribs, but I feel like my arteries may not take it if I hadn't. Like, I know I'm going there. I got to do some laps. I do some running. I drink some water for 2-3 days. But you fry a rib, boy. They good now. They good. But, boy, your arteries, boy, you need a pump. Need a pump after that.
Goodness. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver.
Hawk, have you had a fried rib before?
So I don't think so. We were talking about it earlier, and someone texted in that Trick Daddy's restaurant makes fried ribs. And then I think they were telling us Twin Peaks. Did you tell me Twin Peaks Crowder makes the fried ribs?
I don't think
I've ever had fried ribs. I mean, are they noticeably crispier?
Yeah. They drop them in that thing. That ain't flash fried. They drop them in there. They fry them.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And they're singles. You can't get a slab of fried ribs.
Fried ribs are always singles. They always come one rib. Can I get one rib? That's all they come in. They come one rib at a time.
You know, how much for just one rib?
You know who should have fried ribs? Tucker Dukes. I did a lunchbox
Tucker
place.
That, Dukes, that place. There we go.
They should have a fried rib on their menu.
That'll be my next menu item.
They got to get Jammin' and Slammin' in that kitchen. You get Jammin' and Slammin' in the kitchen, you can make
there
some ribs.
You go. Yeah, you're going to get all type of stuff. The riblets, you know, the little fallen pieces off the rib. You're going to get the riblet sandwich. You're going to get them rib tip sandwich. That's what I
rib
like.
Tips.
I like the burnt little part. Yeah, them rib tips.
They're not bad.
Yeah, that make a good sandwich right there the next day. Ooh, put them on some white bread. Got to be white bread, soft in the middle. Yeah.
Now, what if you went to somebody's barbecue and they had Kirkland ribs?
No bueno. like you know how you find out? You're like, hey, man, you go into the house. Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Father's Day, blah, blah, blah. And you get you a drink. Boom. The water, you twist the cap off. You go to the trash can, throw the cap away, and then you see the little plastic from the ribs, and they say Kirkland ribs, and you'd be like, yo, oh, man, you know what happened? My keys, they in the car. I got to go. I'll be right back. Get hit it.
You know, I think I just tested positive. I better get out of here. I'm in quarantine.
You got some COVID ribs over there, man. We got to go, man. Oh, man. God.
All right. Did we cover any ground here with Aronde?
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered the McRib. We covered that Channing cook ribs and don't smell smoky when he come back in the house. We covered a lot of stuff.
That my grill got three legs on it and two wheels.
Your grill got training wheels.
Let me just see if I understand this correctly. OG, you are saying that Crowder, let's say he pulls some shorts and t-shirt out of the wash, so they smell like bounce and fabric softener. Mm-hmm. He smells delicious. Mm-hmm. He goes out. He spends the entire afternoon at the grill. Mm-hmm. When he walks back in the house, he still smells like bounce.
Well, you know, yeah, he smells like outside, but outside bounce. Yeah, he don't smell like smoke at all, whatsoever. He's still tucked in and everything. His shirt's still tucked in, everything. No sauce, no nothing on his clothes, no nothing.
You telling me, OG, I could cook ribs in a 3-piece suit, is what you're telling me.
If you took the jacket off, man, you'd be clean as a whistle when you want to go to church, man.
So when you're grilling, though, OG, when you're grilling, you walk back inside, you are covered. You went to war.
Listen, boy, you got to take them clothes off. Because you know if you're a real cook now, you tasting while you cooking. So you got to make sure everything, I take me a little piece off the edge and might have me a little one rib over there sitting, make sure it's nice and tender falling off the bone. So I had a little bit to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I need to come and take them clothes off and then go take jump in the shower and come back down and change. But everybody, by the time I come back down, they'd be like, hey, you cooked them ribs? Yeah, I cooked them ribs. See, they don't say that when Channing cooked the ribs. Because he right there. He don't ever leave. He right there. He bring them and sit them on the counter and sit down and everything is all right.
All right, there you go. Excellent job, Aronde Gadsden. As always, a delight. Now everyone knows why we had Aronde Gadsden a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
all right, OG.
Try to get more of that. Hey, man, y'all stay safe, man. Glad to hear y'all back in action, man. Good to hear you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.